and PJ podcast.
Sit-in. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Special guest, producer Alex, joining us on the podcast tonight as well. Alex?
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
And Deviant, you have specifically summoned Deviant. What's he done?
Intern Deviant Davo.
Intern Deviant Davo?
Actually, we'll drop the Davo. It's just
intern Deviant. I love it.
Intern Deviant Dave. Should we just call him Intern Deviant Dave?
Can't we just call him Deviant?
Just call him the Deviant.
Yeah, the Deviant.
Yeah, right, cool. So we've got producer Alex and the Deviant.
Welcome, the Deviant.
So on today's show, there was an issue that came up about a guy you dated and...
Oh, no, I did not date him.
Okay, well, sore.
What a sleaze.
Was he just
I'm a gay male, Alex.
And for any gay males listening to the podcast who are in nice relationships, good on you. So you hooked up with this guy for one night and he asked to sniff your armpits.
Yeah, he did.
And then, further than that, made it a little bit weirder.
Well, he licked my armpit on top of that.
Did you freak out when he asked you?
I've had worse, so...
Was it like post-shower? Did you have deodorant on? Because, you know, sometimes you...
Yeah, but that's what he wanted.
No, that's the thing. That's why we were talking about pheromones and stuff on the show. You'll hear that. And... That's what he likes. He likes the masculine testosterone smell of a man.
Because apparently that determines how attracted you are to someone in terms of how you find their smell.
So no deodorant is what I'm asking.
Well, no.
Because, sometimes when you spray your arms, a little bit gets in your mouth. Yeah,
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to. The podcast chat room reveals the other weird shit. When he goes, oh, I've had weirder.
It's like we all Deviant Diaries.
Yeah, we all brushed over that one. There's a segment.
Yeah. Great idea.
Once a week, Deviant Diaries?
Yes.
What have you gotten up to?
Are we going to be able to do that on the air, though? We might have to just bring that out during Friday drinks.
Yeah, that'll be a special podcast one. All right, well, enjoy the show. It was a fun one. Dad made an appearance today.
Yep. A lot of things actually came up in the show. We talked about when you used to judge people and now you're one of those people. We also talked about how PJ lost her piece of paper that had the show on it.
We're now talking about ourselves in the third person as well.
Alex says bye.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Sorry, during that whole song, I've been sitting here playing the secret sound. I just said to producer Alex, what about like old rusty wipers on a car? Alex?
Nah.
Old rusty wipers on a car.
No.
Well, you guys don't.
Play it again.
I'm even going to please.
Please.
What do you think?
At the end of that sound, can you play the bell? Hit the bell. Sorry. Typewriter.
It goes the other way. It goes bell. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Has the typewriter been done?
And you're bloody laughing at me.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, mate, what do you want?
You got a sec?
Now, quick reminder, he's now sponsored, so he's got to tie a little plug in here for a business at some point.
Yes, every week on the show we're joined by Jace's dad, also known as Aussie Paul. We give him a call across the ditch to answer your questions.
Hopefully he just slides the plug in, we don't notice.
Hello?
G'day, Dad.
How you going, mate?
Hi, Paul.
Hi, PJ, how are you?
We're good.
Thank you.
What are we caught you doing? What are you up to?
I was actually doing a bit of cleaning. The back patio and the screen doors.
God, when you're old, you really just have to find stuff to pass the time, don't you?
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it.
I would.
We've got more questions.
More question, you beauty.
See, he's excited now. He's getting paid.
The first one is from Caroline. She says, hey there, Paul. I'm single at the moment and I want to change my look up. What hair colour do you reckon is most attractive for guys?
Got to be blonde, mate.
Oh, didn't even think.
Hang on, Mum's not blonde.
I know, but that sort of, it sticks out.
Redheads, not your thing?
Oh, they stand out more. You should know that.
All right.
And what about, what kind of length are you sort of a fan of, Paul? Like short, long, curly?
I'm a long-haired man.
Yeah, right. I can't
a long, blonde-haired man.
Yeah. I don't like ladies with real, real short hair.
I don't like
the look of it.
Yeah, I just don't think you're in any position to be being picky, Dad. You know what I mean?
Why?
Well, you know, like, you haven't got hair.
Yeah. So. I got plenty of hair, but it's all on my chest.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, next question.
All right, the second one. We've got a question here from Matthew. He says, hey, Paul, I've just finished House of Cards on Netflix and I need a new series to get hooked onto. Any suggestions?
Blue Bloods. Have you tried that?
What?
Blue Bloods. That's a series.
What's Blue Bloods?
Blue Bloods. It's about the New York Police Department.
Right. Where would you find that?
That's on Netflix, is it? Are you on Netflix?
No, I bought it at the video shop.
Who's still going to the video shop?
We've still got a video shop in Harvey Bay, mate.
Really?
Hey, listen, next Tuesday is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that's the day you've got to buy flowers.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you go to your local florist at Caddy Caddy, you can get flowers there for your girlfriend or your wife.
Yeah.
Your other girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right? And the phone number is 0800-PETALS. Now, you can't tell me that's not a good number. Hey?
Is this another subtle plug from Paul?
Was it no good?
No, that was great.
It was great.
It's excellent. It's excellent.
Just, I'm still waiting for that sort of intertwining it to the actual conversation going on.
You know what I mean? Like what you should do is when we ask you about the hair colour, you should go blondes. And speaking of which, if you are in love with a blonde girl, you should go and buy flowers from...
I missed the point, didn't I?
No, you're doing well, Paul.
If you want Dad to advertise your business, it costs you, what is it, $25 a plug?
Yeah, apparently that's how it is.
It seems like he's not happy with it. He wants more.
Cheap as chips.
Yeah. All you have to do is email your business details to aussiepaul@zmonline.com and he'll sneak it in.
Just remember, Caddy Caddy Local Forest.
All right, mate, it's $25 a one plug, not two. All right, Dad.
Oh, we love you, Paul.
What are you going now?
Hey, just quickly, are you buying mum flowers for next Tuesday?
That'd be silly.
Jesus.
What are you going to do?
Hey, she can't have flowers Tuesday because it's her birthday next week too.
I know.
Did you remember that, son?
Yes, I did.
What day, son?
Oh, we got to go, Dad.
What day, son? Come on.
Thursday.
Bullshit. You'll ring up your sister to find out, won't you?
No, it's Thursday.
No, it's not Thursday.
That was a test. It's actually Friday.
It's not Friday either.
No, I know. It's process of elimination. Wednesday?
There's not many left, is there?
All right, tell her I'll call her Monday for her birthday.
She'll love that.
See you, Dad.
See you, Paul.
How many days are left, son?
I've got to go, Dad.
All right, bye-bye.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I had a bit of an embarrassing realisation this morning, Jace.
Strap yourself in, everyone.
So at the end of last year, I started going to a personal trainer and I did that like once a week. And this year I decided to ramp it up to get back into, 2017. I'm doing it twice a week.
Coach Aaron.
Yeah. Because I find it really hard to motivate myself. And so it's just, I won't do it forever, but it's just really good at the moment.
Mate, I think kudos to you. I'm jealous, if anything.
Like... And the training I do with him is different to what I've ever done, really. I used to do... mainly cardio, maybe a bit of yoga. Nothing too strenuous.
Yeah, right.
And the stuff I do with him is kind of weights-oriented. It's kind of more resistance. And this morning I realised I make noises at the gym.
You've had a go at people that make noises at the gym.
I know. I used to judge people who made noises at the gym. I've become one of them.
What are you... What sort of noises?
Like, so kind of like, because it's the only way I get through. It helps me.
As in when you're lifting the weight.
Yeah.
Like,
so like I was in the treadmill and I had to hold up the weights for 20 seconds and I was like, And then I started, what I also did? I did like this heavy breathing. Like, isn't that what they do when people give birth?
Oh, I thought you meant call a 1-900 number. sometimes, but they're pushing a baby.
So I've realised I start going... And it's so embarrassing, but it's the only way I get through my workout.
Can you do me a favour?
Don't ever do that again.
No, can you record the next workout? And then
it's so humiliating.
I'll edit it and we'll use it out of context.
No.
Yeah. Do that. It'll be great.
I can't believe it. I used to be so judgmental of people who made noises at the gym and now I've become one of those
people.
Yeah,
they freak me out as well.
I know. Like the people who stare at themselves in the mirror. Like I'm not doing that.
Next, you'll come in here.
I'm not doing that.
You're one step away from going, Jace, I'm on the roids and the protein shakes. I know, I used to make fun of people with massive arms.
Promise me you'll stop me if I get to that level.
Well, I won't be able to. You'd be bloody the size of a house. I'll be scared what you're going to do to me. Peach, I need to talk to you about something, but don't hit me, rod woman. Like, I can't do that. You sound like the grunters at the tennis, someone said in a text.
I was. That's what I was like this morning. Luckily, there's like no one else in the gym at the time, so. I know.
You're a mate.
No, I'm just vocal in the gym. I used to judge people who were like that, and now I'm one of them. And I want to know, have you been in a similar situation to this where you used to judge someone for something and now you've become that person?
I used to hate the people who would speed down the outside lane. Not speed, just travel down the outside lane and then cut in the line of people waiting to get on the motorway.
Oh,
I'd be
that.
Like, guys, just wait your turn.
Have you become one of those?
I do it very well now. I do it very well. I just nudge in, and I'm in. They're not going to hit me. Like, I do that. What did you used to judge people for, and now you've become one of those people?
Maybe you make noises too.
We just don't want to hear from the grunters.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Okay, we want to know, what did you used to judge people for, and now you become one of them? PJ, it was on this very show. She ripped into people who used to moan and grunt at the gym, and now she's like a noise machine.
No, I noticed this morning I've become a little bit vocal at the gym.
I heard the receptionist called the SPCA because it sounded like there was a wounded animal.
Jessica, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good. What did you used to judge people over?
People who would forget to turn the indicators off after they'd already turned.
Oh, they do my head in.
For like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I do that?
Yep.
And I just did that right now, about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, right. Because you always drive behind him going, idiot, like you turned the corner. Like,
it makes me, and it gives me OCD, and I always yell at them out of my car, and I just did it.
Right, okay.
I'm so mad at myself.
All right, mate. It's not that bad.
I think we've got to just post it. A lot of emotions going. Another text here. I used to judge people playing Pokemon Go until I downloaded the app for my daughter. I am addicted to catching them now.
I hate Pokemon. I'll never do that. Aaron, welcome to the show. How are you?
Not too bad, man. Yourself?
We're good, buddy. What'd you used to judge people over and now you've turned into one of them?
Truck drivers pulling out of every little gap out from an intersection.
Oh, yeah, right. So they'll go, I'll go now, the cars will slow down.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, there's like a few hundred metre gap and they'll just go, yep, that's my gap, see you later.
Yeah,
and
right.
Now you're one of them, as.
I'm now a truck driver. Oh,
we just got a text here as well. I used to hate the Kardashians, now I'm obsessed.
Oh, a lot of people are like that, eh?
Yeah.
Alicia, what about you? What did you used to judge and now you've become one of them?
Those evil wenches of women who belittle their children in public, you know, with a I don't know what, you know, just angry words and horrible words. Well, at the end of 6 weeks of holidays and at the end of your tether, you find yourself being that person.
You okay, mate? you sound broken.
I was. And then I went back to work, they went back to school, and they're beautiful.
Yeah, right.
Mummy
loves you again.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I reckon now more than ever, it is pretty hard to date. Like, with so many options, you'd think it's actually easier, but I think it actually makes things quite a lot harder.
I was talking to one of the guys here at work today.
Yeah.
He's gay and he uses a bunch of dating apps.
Yeah.
He was telling me about this other one. It's not Grindr.
Yeah.
It's another one where it's like that. He can log on, but he can go, I'm traveling to Brisbane next week. And so
what?
He can start looking around what's
really,
in the area.
Really
selective. Oh, my God, that's
eh?
Groundwork, isn't it?
I know. A woman over in the States is obviously fed up with the dating world, so she's tried out a pretty interesting experiment on the basis that all a woman needs to attract the man of her dreams, she already has. So what she did was she created a perfume.
Mm.
Inside this perfume was a rose and cedar scent mixed with her own scent. Now, I'm not going to go into too much detail, but let's just say she used some of her own secretions and mixed it in with rose and cedar. Wore it out.
What do you mean? They grabbed samples from like her armpits and like sweat and...
Yeah.
Lower,
yeah. But anyway, I'm just trying to...
Like belly button?
Oh, I think lower than that. Anyway.
Around there?
Yeah.
So the smell of that area...
Apparently that
she's bottled it.
Yep.
Really?
Part of it, not all of it.
Yeah, no, you're not going to like... What are you wearing? For JJ. Oh, no, right, so it's not just that? Like, it's like...
So anyway, she wore it out on a pair of dates and found that at least one guy was really into her. And she thinks that it was from her applying this experimental perfume.
What do you put on the bottle? What do you mean she put...
Don't leave it lying around, that's for sure.
Imagine asking a relative to pick a bottle of that up when they travel duty-free. Hey, can you grab me this perfume?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's odd. You know what I mean? Producer Alex?
Fairly common, I think. It's
what do you mean?
It's the pheromones.
Fairly common to bottle that up and put give it to
people,
friends.
The people are attracted to
Do you do that, Alex?
No.
What are you doing? Is this what you do at Christmas, mate? You're getting empty sample bottles and just rubbing them on your genitals and then...
Oh, yeah.
All right, sorry.
It's carried away.
Oh, sorry. This is just reminding me of something.
Yeah.
Our intern, Davo the Deviant...
Can we please stop calling me that?
I'm sorry.
It's stuck.
Yeah, it's isn't it true? Tell Paige about the date you went on where the guy wanted to sniff your armpit.
Are you joking?
No.
Thanks, Jace.
You wonder why we call him the deviant. No, what happened?
Okay, so I went on a date and we were hooking up and then all of a sudden he starts sniffing my armpit and then starts licking my armpit.
Oh, that escalated.
And then
in
I was
public.
Like...
public?
No, we were...
Oh, okay, right.
You know.
Okay.
Just at the bus stop?
Yeah, at the Westfield food court, mate.
Wow.
And I was like, this is a bit weird, but I decided to just go with it, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, a few days after the date, he asked me to send photos of my armpit.
Oh, you don't want those getting out.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
ZM's $50,000 secret sound. Tell me what the secret sound is.
So we are joined in the studio by Propeller Hat Gary, the soundkeeper, the only man that knows what the sound is. Speaking of which, are you going to Gaz's housewarming?
No.
Have you? This is all.
Are you going to Gaz's housewarming?
You've been invited, PJ.
Have I?
Yeah, the invite came out like a couple of weeks ago.
On Facebook?
Yes.
Oh, I'm terrible at checking events on Facebook.
That's awkward.
Do I need to RSVP?
Well, maybe look at the invite. It'll tell you if you need to RSVP.
Are you going, Jason?
Yes, I actually am.
Are you?
Yeah, because I checked the invite. Sorry, Gary, this is incredibly uncomfortable for you. I apologise. We should move on to the sound.
It is weird.
Up for grabs, $25,000. This is ZM Secret Sound. Take a listen. You know what that is? You walk out of here with $25,000. Hey, Mark, are you going to Gary's housewarming?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
You checked the Facebook invite, didn't you?
Yeah, right.
All right, mate, here's the sound.
Mark, what do you think the secret sound is?
Man, I'm changing my mind again, but I'll go with, is it the dipstick in a car to, like, check the oil?
The dipstick?
Dipstick.
Do you know what that is?
I'm a little bit unfamiliar with the oil territory in the car.
We will not ask you to draw a dipstick. Gary?
Incorrect.
Damn it! Sorry, Mark!
Bummer. That's all right.
Good on you, mate. See you at the party.
Have a good arvo.
Bye.
Right. Yeah, I remember Mark going, yeah, I'm coming. He clicked attending.
Bailey, welcome to the show. Happy Thursday.
Hello.
Hey, Bales. You want to hear the secret sound again?
Yes, please.
Now, you've been following the clues?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah,
right. A little bit.
You get it? Because it's like, hey, Bows. Like,
don't you dare steal my joke. I said that yesterday.
I haven't heard that one before.
I came up with it. That was organic content that came out of my mouth. Didn't even think about it yesterday. And you whipped it and stole it.
Maybe it's the delivery. All right. So for $25,000, hopefully you've been checking out all the clues at ZM Online. What do you want to lock in?
Is it an ironing board? Like when you put the legs up?
Oh, that's really good.
Jeez, that's a good guess. Hang on, let me
have a listen. Oh, that's good.
That's not bad.
Please.
For $25,000, Propeller Hat Gary.
I've got an offer for you, Bailey.
An offer?
An offer?
I've got an offer for you, okay?
Mate, don't pick up on our show.
Okay, here's my offer. If I veto your answer and we don't say whether it's right or it's wrong and we just throw it under the rug, I'll give you $500 cash right now.
He's never done this before.
Running the risk of losing $25,000 if she is right.
Oh, what?
That's right.
He has never done this before.
I'm not going to tell you the answer.
Oh.
So?
If I give you $500.
You can go ironing board and get a yes or no on that, or you can forget your guess now and walk out of here with $500.
Bailey, what's it going to be?
Oh, this is good. I like this.
I think my boyfriend would kill me, so I'm going to stick with the ironing board.
So you're not... Okay, so ditch the $500. You want to lock in the guess?
Yeah, I'm taking the gamble.
Good for you, mate. For $25,000, is this the sound of putting down or up an ironing board?
Bailey?
Yes.
Incorrect.
Oh, Bailey.
Oh, that was so mean.
Oh, Bailey, I'm so sorry.
All good.
I'm not
it's getting
going.
Intense now. I feel like I'm an actual game host.
Screw your housewarming, mate. That was mean. Not going to the housewarming. I like it though. It was quite intense.
It was intense.
Yeah.
Are we going to have more of them coming up?
Maybe. That's 510 seconds. Just.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
For quite some time, you've been saying, Paige, I just want to get back on the bandwagon. I want to look after myself. I want to exercise. I want to eat well. And you actually came into work this morning and you said, I went for a run. I went to the park. I did it. And I just want to say, well done. Good for you. Because we've actually just got a text from Danielle vouching for that, saying she was in the park with you at the same time. Danielle, was Jason exercising?
Yes, he was.
Okay, firstly, this sounds a little stalkerish.
I know, that's why I sent my text. I was listening to the Jason PJ podcast, and then all of a sudden you're in front of me. And I'm like, feeling a little bit stalkery.
Question, Danielle, was he running? Was he running like he claimed?
I really want to say yes, but no.
What do you mean, no?
It was quite a quick walk.
It was a quick walk. You were doing very well.
Would you agree? All right, I don't need you to patronise me, Danielle. Would you agree that the pace I was walking at would be the pace some people would run?
Yeah, probably. Maybe. Okay. My grandma.
Okay. But he was out there, so good for you.
He was out there.
Yeah, all right, again with the patronising time.
I'm not patronising.
Hey, next time come and say hello. You don't have to just follow me and send a text. Before you get excited.
Yeah.
Because I did. I've been complaining. And I give you crap because every week you'll go to the personal trainer and spend 40 minutes of that PT session getting a photo to post on Instagram.
I did it today.
But I did. I went out and I did like a full 30-minute circuit, and then when I got home, I was like, oh, cool, got 10 minutes to kill before I go to work. I'll finish that movie on Netflix. Oh, you know what goes well with a movie?
Ice cream.
Just a little bit.
For breakfast.
No, it wasn't breakfast. I'd already had breakfast.
James.
This was 11:30.
Not before lunch.
It's always midday somewhere in the world. Oh, no, that's for a beer.
You're getting your wires crossed.
I just had the littlest bit. Are you telling me you've never gone to a gym session and then through a drive-thru on the way home?
I'm so guilty of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you feel like you've deserved it, but the thing is...
That's how really I justify it.
You're really not going anywhere.
When I put the scoop in the bowl, I'm like...
Yeah, you feel good for it.
Well, I was like, oh, if I ran, it could have been a bigger scoop, but this is a walking size scoop. I'll tell you what, have you done exercise which was a complete waste of time? You've just left a full hour-long personal training session and then hit a drive-thru. Do you know what I mean? Or walked out of Bikram Yoga and celebrated with a milkshake.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Some great texts.
We're talking about when have you done exercise, which was just a waste of time. I attempted to go for a run today, came home, celebrated with some ice cream.
Even though it was a walk.
You got to celebrate.
Not that there's anything wrong with a walk, because walking is very good for you.
Got to celebrate the small wins, mate.
A lot of texts coming through. I ate cake while on the treadmill. Thought I could beat the calories before they landed. Yeah, nah. Just got crumbs everywhere. My yoga place is directly across the road from Burger Fuel. The purple light shines through the windows during evening classes, and it's super problematic. Cheers, Harriet. We went to CrossFit last night and then had fish and chips for dinner, complete with a chalky donut. Not even mad. And my gym is next.
If you're doing CrossFit, you can eat anything.
My gym is next to Domino's Pizza, but after a workout, I only get thin crust. I'm not a total savage.
Oh, that's how I justify it. If I'm ordering Domino's, I'll be like, thin crust, baby. It's pretty much healthy.
Do you say that to yourself or to your wife?
Depends who's in the room. Most of the time she's walking in going, did you just call yourself baby again? Are you ordering Domino's? Is this the whole thin crust chat? Maybe.
All right, let's go to the phones. Natalie, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Nat. All right, when have you done exercise, which is just a waste of time?
Quite often, I don't go to the gym anymore because of this.
Yeah. Right.
I quite often just go to Burger King afterwards or just have a cheeky bottle of wine after.
Okay.
It does make you crave.
Hang on a sec. You're just skipping the whole exercise part. The whole idea of this topic was when have you done exercise and then gone, you're just going straight to the bad food.
Straight to the bad food, that's what happened.
I'll go to the gym, but it doesn't work out.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, if you go on the gym, I remember I had a gym membership in Brisbane for like 6 months.
I've still got one.
I'd go there and use the sauna and steam room.
Oh, I love the sauna.
Yeah.
Because you come out and you look like you've genuinely been working out. You haven't. You've been sitting there doing nothing.
I'm hearing you, mate.
Stephen, what about you?
Oh, last week I think it was I did a spin class, then some weights, and then a body balance class. Straight past Macca's, so it was a big Mac combo. Got home. Started eating all the kids' junk food. Their little Green Wave, Sultanas, whatever they had there, I polished it off.
Mate, you were ravenous.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what I always say? It's like my walk today. You know, you just got to put energy back in the body.
I can't believe you had ice cream before 12 o'clock.
Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
Okay, firstly, that's not rock bottom. I've done a lot worse.
I know you have.
Nicole, there's nothing wrong with a scoop of ice cream at 11 o'clock, is there?
Would it be awkward if I said I contemplated it this morning?
Right, thank you.
Went to school.
What did you do?
Oh, well, normally. So a couple of years ago, we started a social netball team.
Yeah.
And after a few games, we realised we're really not that good at this.
Yeah.
Like, we really need to get our fitness up. So we decided to do this walk called Trig, and it's like a hill. It's about 40 minutes uphill.
Yeah.
So we used to get together every couple of days, the whole team, and we'd go there and then we'd go and chill out at McDonald's and sort of talk about a game coming up this weekend how hard it was, this walk that we just did. So we'd go and have breakfast at McDonald's.
Well, you know what? It's
fast food reflection.
Well, it's sort of like the whole, you know, after work sporting team. Mm. I mean, any after work sporting team I've been on, mate, you go and play the game and then you all go to the pub afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
You sink some beers and then just talk about how good you were when you actually made contact with the ball.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Hi, this is Adele on the radio.
ZM welcomes Adele, live in NZ.
Is this the sort of concert you'd buy merch at?
Oh, I think I would actually, because she's so cool.
You know what I mean?
She's so cool.
We have the most wanted tickets in town. Adele is coming to New Zealand. We can hook you up with her. We've got doubles a day. All you have to do is register at ZM Online and then we could call you back anytime. Anytime, day or night.
I'm just looking up the merch now.
When?
Hey, that's pretty cool.
What's she got?
Oh, just like a long sort of sweatshirt kind of vibe.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not bad.
Not a fan?
Ah, it's okay.
You know, I'll get you one when I go.
They should do like coffee mugs with like a microphone on top.
Oh,
so
that's
you drink
a great
through the
microphone.
That's a bloody great idea.
Copyright.
Going on Shark Tank with that one. I'm going to be eaten alive. Register at ZM Online. If we ring you back, when you answer, we won't say hello. We'll just start playing an Adele song down the line. When the Adele song stops, you have to take over with the singing. Here we go.
Hello.
Going to Adele.
Oh, thank you.
That's all right.
How are you around at the moment, Danielle?
I quickly walked outside because I had a feeling that it was going to be you. And I didn't want anyone to hear my stupid voice.
Oh, you had a great voice.
Yeah, the voice was amazing. And now you're going to be singing along with Adele when she hits NZ.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
That's all right. Congratulations.
Amazing. Thank you.
And what's the best concert you've been to until now?
Well, to be honest, I've only been to one, and that was Lady Gaga. So I know it was amazing.
Well, this will be extra amazing. So cool.
Definitely.
What are you laughing
Thank
at?
Thank you again.
Mate, congratulations. Enjoy the concert, all right?
Thank you.
Okay. Good on you, Danielle.
What's the best concert?
Shut up. I panicked, and I went into default question mode. Leave me alone.
I love default question mode. My favourite. Who are you going to be taking to the concert?
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Less awkward than a creepy guy sliding into your DMs. ZM Swipe Right Nights.
All right. So Valentine's Day is happening next week. Let's be honest. If you're single, you hate the day.
Yeah.
And
if you're in a relationship, there's a lot of pressure to get something good.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I saw
it's advertisers. It's not really a win-win for anyone, really, is it?
I know. But, look, you know, I do feel for single people this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So we are putting on a bunch of parties right around the country. We're doing Swipe Right Nights. This is great. If you're single, you can register. ZM Online. We're coming to all the different cities. So Auckland's happening at Bar 101. We're actually taking over Wellington. I love this.
Our favourite place, the establishment.
God. So we're going back to the establishment. Gibbo, who runs a joint. I love that man. He really
it's been a while. I miss Gibbo.
I hope he's still around. He tolerates a lot out of me. So we're going to be taking over the establishment. That is happening on the Thursday night. I was saying to Peach earlier, did you like being single?
Oh, yeah. I had a bit of fun.
I always
is
think,
this a trap? Are you trying to get me to say I miss being single and then
you're
going to start a little scandal?
No. I always think nights like this, girls have the advantage.
Well,
like
I
just
don't
know think, no, just
really,
yeah. I always think girls have the advantage in a single situation.
No, they don't. I think it's all equal.
I think it's easier for a girl to pick up than a guy. I really do.
Mm.
If you want to come along, ZM Online, you can go and register. Who do you think is a question for you? If we were both single,
yeah,
and we were going to the party, who do you think would pick up first?
Imagine if one of us was single, dear Lord.
Oh, God, that'd be a game changer on the show. If we go through a bad patch ratings-wise, I'll ask Lou for a break.
Like, I'd like to back myself in. Mm-hmm. I'd like to, but I do put my mouth in my foot. I mean, my foot in my mouth.
I'd be careful where you put your mouth at, don't mate. We're talking about picking up and you're leading with that. You win!
But I think you've got pretty good game. I just know you do. You've always got good advice when it comes to relationships and stuff, and I reckon you'd just have a tactic and you'd stick to it.
What, stand like Dr. Phil in the corner helping out with exes?
Yeah, you're right. Pretty much.
Have you seen Jace over there with four girls, him confronting?
So I'd be inclined to say you, but I'd like to back myself.
So here's the challenge I would like to propose. You and I obviously can't pick up at the swipe right now. However, if we, I guess, say, adopt a single, if we adopt a single person each.
Take one under our wing.
Yeah. We can give them a little makeover. We can give them advice on how to play the game. We can, like, you know. But on the night, whoever's person picks up is the winner.
Okay.
Are you up for it?
Of course.
Done. So what I need is if there's any single people listening in Wellington at the moment and you would like PJ and I to adopt you.
This is ridiculous. We're going to get so competitive.
No. We get one single person each.
I'm furiously mad.
We get one single person each. Oh. Here's the other thing.
What?
I reckon mine should be a girl, yours should be a guy.
Done.
Okay, you can't hook up with him.
I know.
But just sound a bit too keen
no,
there.
No, no, no.
And yes. They can't hook up with each other.
Okay.
Because it'd be
enough.
Like you and I. That'd just be weird. Yeah, and weird.
A brother sister thing.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
You were sure what I was going
to
say there.
I always get scared when you pause. Thought you were going back to the mouth thing. If you're a single person in Wellington and Paige and I can adopt you and you would like to join one of our teams.
Are you brave enough?
It's the race to hook up.
Oh, God.
Next week at the Swipe Right Night. Give us a call. We'll adopt singles next on ZM.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Less awkward than a creepy guy sliding into your DMs.
ZM Swipe Right Nights.
All right, so next week, right around the country, we're going to be hosting Swipe Right Nights. If you are single and you want to come along, all you have to do is register at ZM Online. Paige and I are hosting the one on Thursday night in Wellington. And because
we're single.
Yeah, because
I mean, we're not single.
Trouble in paradise?
No.
Everything going on?
Everything's fine.
You all good?
I mean, it's because we are not single.
Do you get confused like this on a dance floor at 1 a.m.? Yeah, I'm single. I mean, I'm
taking... No! Because we are not single. We want to help you out.
But also, we want to make it interesting.
Yeah.
So PJ and I are making a bet. Who can hook up first? But it's not us. We're going to adopt single people.
Yeah, we're going to wingman it out.
Yeah. Do you want to meet your single person?
Okay, let's do it.
Hello, Maddie. How are you?
Not bad, not bad.
Mate, you are now being adopted by PJ.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, just quickly, how long have you been single for, Maddie?
Probably going on about 11 and a half months, 3 days.
Okay. Not counting.
Thought that sounds a bit desperate. You got a dud
that,
here,
that,
mate.
That was a random guess, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right.
Maddie, can I ask what happened with your last relationship, mate? You end it, they end it.
Bit of a long story, but yeah, I ended it.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
She was a bit hard out of.
Here's one for you. Are you fussy?
No.
Right. Okay. He's like, no, if they got a pulse, mate, I'm all over it. Are you and PJ making
good Jason! Matty, I can't wait to meet you and help you out and take me under my wing.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
I'm really flustered, yeah.
Did you say I can't wait to help you, mate?
Let's meet yours. Hello, okay. Steph.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Steph.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good. I would love to adopt you as my single person in the great race to hook up.
Sounds good.
How long have you been single for, Steph?
About a week and a half.
Fresh.
You're a freshie. Okay. Are you going to be emotional? Like, I can't have you bursting into tears when we're in the arena. I mean, the bar.
The arena.
Sorry, I mean in the bar.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you know, I'm going to be competitive.
Oh.
Right. So
he's going to do a full coach pep talk. I can see it now.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, it's fine, Steph. This would be great. You know, we could win the bet and you could find the love of your life. Win-win.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Just quickly, are you fussy? What sort of guy are you after?
I am fussy.
Oh, God.
That's good. You got to have high standards, girl.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think they might be a little bit too high. I'm quite similar to that caller you had a couple of days ago that had like that list.
Oh, mate, seriously.
Yeah. Yep,
okay, so you're gonna have to leave that at home if we've got a chance at winning. I'm confident I will find you a guy in there. You guys will get along. There'll be a kiss and I will win.
Okay.
All right. What are you wearing on the night?
Well, I might need your pep talk for that one because I'm like a jeans and
hoodie. You should take Steph out and actually get her an outfit.
I'll take
that
you shopping,
would be
Steph.
Amazing.
I'll take you shopping.
Oh my God, stop it.
What sort of style would you say sums you up? Like, how would you describe your style?
I'm literally like jeans and hoodie, and if I'm at home, I'm in that then.
Okay, right. Yeah. So, okay, a look of unemployment. Okay, so we're going to change that. Well, jeans and a hoodie, like, she's not going to pick up in that.
Take her out. You're going to choose the outfit.
Yeah, I'm going to take you shopping, Steph. We'll get you all made up. And then next Thursday night at the Swipe Right Night in Wellington, you and PJ's adopted single person, Maddie, will enter the room. Whoever hooks up first wins, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. I like this bet. This is great.
This is getting serious.
I know. It all starts out fun and games, and all of a sudden they'll be mingling with people and they'll be like, hey, what's with the two creeps over in the corner going, kiss, kiss, kiss. Are they with you?
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Restaurant bosses have collated some of the most ridiculous complaints they've ever had in restaurants. People coming up saying they're not impressed.
Takes a lot for me to complain to restaurants.
I know, which is surprising because Jace complains a lot about a lot of things on the show. But the thing is, you're too embarrassed to go up.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
But surely you want to help them out. Like, if the service is below par in a restaurant, you kind of want to, like, do it in a respectful way.
You know what
way.
I'll do sometimes? What? Small businesses. I'll make a point because mum and dad ran a small business when we were younger.
And you know that they're learning.
Yeah, small businesses live and die by customers. It's like if there's something bad going on, normally I'll let the manager know.
That's a great way of going about it, actually. But anyway, they've collated some of the most ridiculous complaints they've had. I feel like you'd say some of these.
Can you stop making me out to be high maintenance?
You do it to yourself.
Read the sheet.
Okay, a vegan couple complained that the table next to them were eating a whole duck, which meant they had no respect for vegans.
Come on. Like.
Another one said the carrots weren't sliced evenly enough.
Is this what chefs have to deal with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
the mushy peas were not mushy enough. Now, that reminds me of someone.
I wouldn't complain over mushy.
Do you remember
mushy...
that time we got mushy peas on toast for breakfast?
We went to a cafe and it said smashed peas on toast.
Yeah.
And it was under hot food and it was cold.
It didn't ever specify it was hot food.
The thing above
Jace it... Jace was rattled for the whole morning.
Hang on. The item above it was bacon and eggs. Then it went smashed peas.
Which
and then,
doesn't.
And then the thing underneath it was omelette. So, I'm sorry, to me, that's giving the illusion.
No, that's just putting it in the category of breakfast foods. It doesn't mean it's hot, but anyway, I digress. Plate colour clashed with food, and it was the wrong colour for Instagram. Apparently, there's quite a lot of social media-related complaints because it's become so much about that. You go into a restaurant, everyone's sort of fighting for the most artistic-looking dish.
I do like when they put it on a big plate. And it's like the little,
like a small masterpiece.
Yeah, little masterpiece, and it's all very pretty and everything.
And it looks like nothing, but it's actually really filling.
No, most of the time I'm like, I could smash another one of those.
Hot or cold.
Yeah.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
spy.co.nz.
Well, Katy Perry is back on the scene now. She's performing at the Grammys this week, this weekend, and she has been teasing all week that she's got new music coming out. It's coming out tomorrow. It's called Chained to the Rhythm. And this morning at 4 a.m. New Zealand time, she announced on her social that across the world, across Europe, across South America, USA, and even here in New Zealand, there were 22 little disco balls.
I thought this was a cool idea.
Such a cool idea. And so the idea is that you have to bring your own headphones,
yeah,
plug your headphones into the disco ball to get merely a taste of the track. You don't get the whole one, but this, if you went down and saw the disco ball, is what you would have heard.
So in other words, we took a recorder down and just ripped off the audio?
Yes. Talented Kiwi artist Thea, she actually went down and she reckons that it's going to be a massive hit as soon as it, as the world gets to hear it properly. She reckons it's going to go straight up the top of the charts.
What do you think?
Initially when I heard it, I was like, it's growing on me.
Yeah, right. You know what? At the start, it's a bit old school Kylie, like dance club sort of track.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think since I've heard it, I've had JoJo's song. It's just a little too late in my head and I don't know if it's because it reminds me of it or not.
Were you singing JoJo's song before
No,
you heard
I wasn't.
It?
So I think there must be something in it that reminds me of it.
But tomorrow it drops.
Yes, tomorrow it drops in full. That is your spy. For cheap flights, you can download the Grab a Seat app now and grab the deal.
Jason PJ.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on City.